From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Cuba's flag flies over its newly established Washington embassy. Monday's flag raising ended decades of a diplomatic rupture caused by the Cuban Revolution of Fidel Castro. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez was on hand for the event and called on Washington to end its trade embargo and return Guantanamo, which now serves as a U.S. naval base on the Cuban island.
I emphasize that the totally lifting of the blockade, the return of the legally occupied territory of Guantanamo, as well as the full respect for the Cuban sovereignty and the compensation to our people for human and economic damages are crucial to be able to move towards the normalization of relations.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry supports the lifting of the embargo, but says that decision is up to Congress. He says Guantanamo is not on the current bilateral agenda. President Obama Monday met at the White House with his Nigerian counterpart, Muhammadu Buhari, who defeated an incumbent peacefully in the first such change in power of its type in modern Nigeria. Both men discussed a host of issues, including Boko Haram and corruption.
We very much look forward to talking about security issues, how we can cooperate on counterterrorism. We're looking forward to discussing how we can be helpful in addressing some of the corruption issues that have held Nigeria back.
The four-day trip is Mr. Buhari's first in Washington since taking office in May. In Nigeria Monday, at least three policemen were killed by a suicide car bomb at a checkpoint on the outskirts of Damaturu, the capital of Yobe State. The Associated Press reports more than 20, including children, were killed by dozens of suspected Boko Haram militants in Kamuno in northern Cameroon. This is VOA News.